Didn't miss his team, and it was hard to disagree with him, big man, off the back of their performance last night. Yeah. It was a pretty ordinary first half of football, and then for them to concede as many points as they did against a depleted Dolphins side, it's just not good enough.
No, it's not. And I think he's probably got to make some changes. I don't know what he does, but there's only 2 weeks ago they got smacked by the Raiders, and then they put up a reasonable performance last week. I can't remember who they played, but I know
Cowboys.
They beat the Cowboys, yeah. But the week before, they got hammered by the Raiders down in Canberra, and then last night's effort, I've got to say, was way below par. And for him to say they're part-time footballers, to me, that indicates he's going to make some changes. And he's got, I think he's got to.
Oh, he's had,
I don't know how their second grader going, but
mate, 40 points in a half of footy where it was 30-odd degrees. The first half was boring, honestly. It was a terrible game of footy. And here everyone was thinking it's just going to go on like this. And just come out in the second half, they scored their first couple of sets, just went back to back to back, just kept scoring tries. They were woeful.
But against a depleted side,
that's what I mean.
Probably their top four players.
Yeah, they did. Look, it's Mitchell Moses. He's on $1 million plus a year, whatever he's on. And when you look, when I consider Mitchell Moses, do I consider him to be that $1 million plus player? Well, you know, probably not when you compare it to Cleary and that. But for that team, he absolutely is. He is everything to that team. Without him, they are absolutely lost. Now, to put all that on a halfback is probably not quite fair, because you've got a lot of middles there running around on the field who have got to make tackles, aren't making tackles, aren't making good runs. So, but I think the influence he has on that side is just absolutely paramount to them having any success. And without him, they're hopeless. That performance last night was woeful.
Well, Fergo, they scored 8 tries in 25 minutes last night, the Dolphins. Oh, hang on. We've got a problem with that microphone as well. We'll get that fixed.
That happened to my microphone a moment ago.
So yours has stopped working, and now Alana's has stopped working. So we'll get that fixed. Harish, we'll come back to you in just a second, Fergo. Sorry about that. Big man, the other game that I wanted to touch on is the Dragons. Is yours not working either?
Yeah, no. Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. Dragons. Well, what about them? Down in Wollongong, what a performance that was from the Drags.
It reminded me of the game when they beat Manly down there to a great deal. Manly started really well that game, remember? It scored first, and then the Dragons just demolished them. And then last night it was a similar situation where the Warriors looked pretty good early, and then, you know, after 15 minutes they were just lost. They had a couple of opportunities, the Warriors, and couldn't capitalise on it. And from that moment onwards, the Dragons just, mate, I said it last week, they out muscle sides, the Dragons. They've got those big blokes. They've got Suley in the centres, Jaden Sewer, who's just a beast. He's a big bugger and he's a good player. Fatala Mariner's there as well. Yeah, they're all big boys. Jack DeBellin, who we're speaking with later, they just hit them in the middle of the ruck. And then I thought Ben Hunt was good. I mean, Zach Lomax, once again, was brilliant last night. Jeez, he played well.
He's my Origin team.
He scored a try.
My Origin winger.
Gally scored a try last night that very few players in the game would score off a kick.
Yep.
He followed through. I mean, that's an effort play. And then he jumped up above one of the Warriors players, caught it and scored. In the end, it was easy, but it was a really hard try to do. And it was based on effort.
He did that the week before.
Yeah.
The week before, he's sprinting 20, 25 metres to get to the play and jumping up in the air and out, leaping the opposition and picking the ball up, passing the ball, scoring tries himself. He's been unbelievable. He has been really... he's my Origin winger. He's my Origin winger at the moment.
Well, just on Origin, this is what Shane Flanagan said about Zach Lomax last night.
Well, Ben thinks he does, being a Queenslander. But without, I think he needs to be discussed. You know, let's be fair to Inkham about it. You know, he's form winger, form centre. He's just in form. So you know, in Origin, you need to have players like that. And he comes up in big plays at big moments. You know, and I think in Origin, that's what you need. I think he's got the temperament too as well to play in Origin. So it'd be, you know, a good winger or a good centre to keep him out.
Yeah, there's Shane Flanagan last night.